Report: Suspended Michigan staffer bought tickets at 11 Big Ten schools. By Dylan Gwynn on October 23, 2023. According to ESPN, Connor Stallions, the suspended staffer at the center of the sign-stealing scheme that has rocked Michigan football, purchased tickets in his own name for more than 30 games over the past 3 years at 11 different Big Ten schools. Sources at the 11 Big Ten schools confirmed the purchases to ESPN. Stallions allegedly engaged in a sign-stealing scheme that included illegal video, electronic spying, and written notes. The report states that Stallions then forwarded the tickets to at least three other people in various parts of the country. According to the report by ESPN's Pete Tamil and Mark Schlabaugh, one Big Ten school examined camera footage of the person occupying the seat and concluded that the person was filming the home team's sideline with his smartphone. It is also noteworthy that in each alleged instance, Michigan was not one of the teams on the field. Instead, the games always involved a team or teams that Michigan played later in the year. Also, Stallions had purchased tickets on both sides of the stadium for last Saturday's Penn State-Ohio State game. The fact that the tickets were purchased for games of opponents that Michigan faced in the same year is important. The specific violation alleged is a 1994 rule that prevents teams from sending advanced scouts to the games of future opponents in the same season. So, a team could send scouts to analyze an opponent if they were on the schedule for the following season. But not if that opponent was on the schedule for the current season. Harbaugh's attorney has stated that his client denies any knowledge of the situation. However, in the eyes of the NCAA, a lack of knowledge of the situation does not absolve Harbaugh from responsibility for the situation. While the outcome of the NCAA's investigation into Harbaugh is unknown, speculation that Harbaugh will seek a return to the NFL before Michigan becomes mired in NCAA sanctions is sure to abound.